How do you find the relationship between yourselves and the teachers, the academic staff, when you're working, studying?
For all my lecture, because they come from a lot of countries across the world, I can hear a lot of things, not just the basic center thing you can find on the website or in the textbook, but come from their life experience. Also, I can feel the quality of the service provided by the other staff working in school. Everybody just smiling to me. I didn't quite get used to that, because especially during exams, every time I look at the working staff, they're smiling at me too. Seriously, I'm at the exams. Why are you just keep slamming at me? So I feel flattered every time.
You maybe see the notices up in Glasgow that says now people make Glasgow. Well, some years ago when I was younger, the motto of the city was Glasgow smiles better. And the big smiling face of Glasgow. Do you find the people here smile and laugh?
Yeah, they are very kind. When I remember the first day I came here, I was standing on the street and play my phone, and people come to me. Do you need any help? Did you lost your way or something? I say, no, thank you very much. Quite make me confused.
Well, Glasgow has always tried to portray itself as the friendly city, the happy city. And you find that here at Glasgow University, you've got this happiness, this friendship here.
Yeah, both the university and the cities are very friendly for me because I have experience to the local people's house. I think they are very quiet, very nice for me.
When people come here and say, well, this is the friendly city, people just seem to laugh and enjoy. And it's great. Apart from education, you must be in classes where you find students. You mentioned teachers from different countries. You must be sitting beside students from many different countries.
Yes, students from different countries. But it's a, opportunity, advantages for us to learn from the other countries, what their cultures and what we can learn from them. And also the teacher from other countries, like some teacher from Greece, and they speak very good English and way exactly like the UK teachers taught us.
One problem that people sometimes say about Chinese students coming to study in Scotland or overseas, Chinese students all keep together. But do you try to mix with students, friends from other countries, socialize, or do you keep very much in Chinese group?
We are study very busy. Yeah, because in our course, in our program, we have a lot of teamwork to do. So we have opportunity to work with the international student here. For example, the American, the Canada, Virginia. And so we have very close relationship with them.
I'm noticing when I listen to you, you all speak very, very good English. One problem students from China sometimes found when they came to foreign universities, any university, the lectures were in English. And sometimes people found this a problem. But when you came here, was this a problem for you, having teachers only talking in English?
No, actually, because we got a very, very abundant material, learning material. We just not learn from the class we take, but also we have some materials. We can just do the preview before it came to the class, use the dictionary or the website to find out anything you're confused about. And also, it's very easy to access to our lecturer. It can just knock the door and came in, ask some questions.
Could you normally do that back in the university in China?
Well, I would say yes, but usually it's going to be harder and not very much students do that. And usually we felt pressure, when we came to our professor. We're afraid to ask questions.
You've said something very interesting. In China, there is a situation of the respect for the person above. People were often reluctant to ask questions to say, I'm not sure. But you find here in Scotland, this is quite different.
Yeah, because in our culture, we show our respect to the professor. We don't judge our teachers. But here, we need to think critically. Here, first I come here, the teacher told me you need to learn how to critical the things, critical everything you learn and judge it. Why the professor say that? Does he say it's wrong or right? Mm-hmm. What is your own opinion? So totally different culture.
Because this is what business is looking for. The business community in the world today is looking for young people who will question and say, we could do this better.
I think it's a unique problem or issue in the world now, but maybe it's a different culture from the different country. For example, in China, I think maybe it's a part of the choose because you must implement the whole program and the whole business, the whole company together.
So did any of you find a culture shock coming here? Obviously, we're talking of this difference in culture, the way the society is organized.
To be honest, I quite enjoyed that such kind of a culture shock. But you can always find a topic with some strangers. You could just make everything in your life daily, some common things, very interesting. I quite enjoyed that, actually.
I think also it's okay because I had experience traveling all of the world and for the business. So culture shock for me, nothing important. I think I suit the environment. I will quickly react to the things, the culture, what the people like or don't like.
You find this culture shock?
Actually not, because I also have the experience to go abroad before I come to Glasgow. At the first time I came to Glasgow, our teacher gave us the topic about culture shock. After that, I feel I shocked. Before that, I don't think I shocked.
When I went to China in 1992, I bought this book in Glasgow about culture shock, about going to China, because I had to learn different things.
Maybe the difference is now China is very open and a lot of Chinese know the international very much. Maybe I think can know more about China. So maybe there's no that much culture shock for us.
I agree with you. Things have changed incredibly in China since I first came here. It was a very different China.
In China, we just like education teacher, we always think, wow, he's knowledgeable. He taught us the knowledge always right.